universal light, universal wisdom, universal light, shine into the chasm, universal light, shine into the chasm, universal light, universal wisdom. Universal flag flying in the space station, announcing universal light, universal wisdom. Did the home base for your universal isms right here on the road, riding on four wheels, riding on the crowns, riding in Ezekiel's chariot. People cruising along. Yeah, Merkaba's got an oil leak though. It's got a persistent oil leak that no one, the doctors of chariots here on this planet, cannot figure it out. They doth not know the cause and the source. The rent in the engine block is leaking oil all over this fine, fair land, seeping down to the waterbed, down into the well stations. It's not good, people. Getting it fixed. Hopefully getting it fixed. They better get it fixed. The knots of the tree. The knots of the tree are the joints to the arms of the tree reaching out. They gotta have knots. They make knots for the people. Some people don't like knots. You know, the clean wood people. Clean wood people want to get rid of the knots, but the knots are the arms reaching out for the sun, for the universal light. You got to deal with some knots. Knots are like these little mini universes there in the trunk of the tree. You got your little universes in there all up and down the tree. Look at anything. Look at a pole, telephone pole right here. See some knots. Though not many. Those trees born to be telephone poles. Maybe they didn't have many arms. Maybe they weren't reaching for the light and universal wisdom. Maybe they are Buddhavistas coming back to help us out here. All us folks trying to communicate and electrocate. Electrical wires. Maybe they aspire to something grander than a park bench. Or a garden raised bed platform. Or some kind of platform to sleep on. They're reaching out for Ma Bell Communications. Earth do ring a bell, the earth do ring a bell sometimes. Still trying to get my earth drum built. If anyone out there is interested in helping me with my earth drum, that would be much appreciated. Give me a holler. I need something to dig a hole in the ground, deep in the ground. Wrap a tight skin around it. Wrap it, and do a rap on the drum, in the earth drum, and wake up Ma Bell down below. Earth rattles the bones. Earth rattles the tree bones. Yo, someone's setting up a crystal shop. We got a crystal shop here. Bringing out bits of the earth, showing them off here. Catch the light. It's like them crystals are skipping all the stages, like they're going straight from Earth to light, to universal light. They're skipping a lot of these organic stages, death and rebirth and what have you. The crystals are just right there waiting to receive the light. There's nothing else. Put the light going through a crystal, you can read what is written there. And you'll probably find out everything you need to know with the crystal. I mean, before they were interneting and the Wi-Fi and the little cables there, the fiber optic cables, you had the crystals sharing knowledge, and people could read right into there. Read what was really going on. People on the streets of the dinosaur feet. There's far too much artistic interpretation going into the portrayals of dinosaurs. I mean, you're all illustrating their Hunger Games. Dinosaurs were very hungry, apparently. Very hungry, and mostly it all centered around, you know, trying to find something to eat. Now, is that so different from you and me, people? We're like soft dinosaurs. We are the naked apes. On bicycles, if we're lucky, if we're cool, we're riding a bike right about now. When's the last time you rode a bike, people? Get your ass out, start pedaling. Find out what it's all about. Wear some reflective, you know, material if you're riding at night. Make sure you got that on. Don't get hit by no dinosaur fuel sucking, Ezekiel wheel driving, Carhartt wearing, carport parking vehicle. You want to avoid contact with these things, the outsides of these things. Ezekiel wheel and the dinosaurs. We got dinosaurs driving around in Ezekiel wheels. Spinning up the sound systems. Boom, boom, boom. With the boxing in the back. With the beatboxing going on. Can you imagine the Tyrannosaurus Rex hanging out with the Brontosaurus doing a little beatboxing and rapping? You I had a dream. There was naked apes all over our scene. They were drinking our blood. Sucking up our life forms. Tearing up the earth. Tearing up the earth. Naked apes and the naked dinosaurs. The soft dinosaurs and the naked apes tearing up the earth. They could do some hard things, these people. They're putting way more thought than we were into it. We're just looking around for something to eat. T-Rex, I need my meat. You're a brontosaurus, you just want to eat a forest. Well, not so different from the naked apes and the soft dinosaurs in my dream. Not so different. If it can be dreamt, it can be had. If it can be dreamt, it is happening. It is happening. It is happening right now. On a super string. Universal light strings. Universal light strings streaming down from a cloud illuminated. You ever take a ride in a sun cloud, people? Highly recommend it. Highly recommended. Recommend it to your friends. It can be had pretty easily, readily, while you're on a bicycle, for instance. You're pedaling around in a sun cloud. That's the whole idea. You can avoid the pitfalls and the mundanities of the dinosaur driving vehicle, people. No problem. Texada Ferry's coming in, people. Texada Ferry's coming in. I see it. The sun is shining off his. It's whipping up a little wake there on the choppy white waters. The Texada's got special stones out there, people. I mean, it's like a garden of rock. Someone was thinking there, doing a little planning of the crystalline forces. Get your flower rock. You make a crown. You put a flower rock. Put some flower rock in your crown. Stick some thoughts into it. Put some words into it. Into the flower rock crown. Personally, I like flower rock shoes. They're good for skating across asphalt. And they're good for adding a little extra weight to put the pedal to the metal. You know what I'm saying? Rock foot. Trouble foot. Hoof and mouth. Hoof to mouth. Do you copy? Mouth, hoof, I sure do. Readily, readily, I do. Verily, I do. Verily. Back in the day when verily meant some, you know, period. Putting a period on the end of your statement, that would be verily, verily true. Thou hath brought an end to your sentence. Verily, yea. Can we get verily, yea? Do we have a verily, nay? I say the verily yeas have it, take the day. And let's go inside for a second. Look out, boy, she's coming through. It's all over now, baby blue. Well, President Van says Wicks. Wicks, a fire and safety LTD. He deals in fire and safety. And, well, we need fire, we need safety. We need safety from the fire. When we're crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the sky's coming for you. It's all over now, baby blue. You think the man in the van pretty stoked about having his job? I think the man in the van is pretty stoked. Wicks, that's a good name for a fire and safety company. Wonder if he was born into that, or if they came about that in their minds and put it down on paper and invent a new avatar for themselves. Vanitar. You know, getting head in the back seat by Pat Benatar. Dude's doing pretty good. He's pretty stoked about his job. I think everyone should be stoked about the jobs. Are you stoked, people? J-O-B. The job, the yob, you know, that means hand. It's kind of like a hand reference in Hebrew, at least. Hebraic words, it's about a hand. The job is a hand. And it's the job of hand. There's a lot of interesting things to be found in the Hebrew language. We like the he, and we like the brew. He likes his brew. It's the Judeo-Christian job likes his brew. Wonder how jaw and job are, you know, just a letter apart, more or less. Jaw's working all the time. So why do people have problems working all the time? Don't they realize it's all a job? It can all be a job, or it can all be a jaw? Your choice, people. Well, as you may notice, I'm not in the car. I'm walking alongside the road. I'm walking on sidewalk. Is that a miracle? Some people, that would be a miracle. Someone couldn't walk readily. See, you don't need to walk on water, people. You just need to walk down the road sometimes on the sidewalk. You need to wave at some people. Sometimes you gotta wave back. You know, unexpected gestures, the friendship. Man, just powerful lot. You know, I like walking on these little funny trails got here in Powell River. Got these little trails like here, walking across Dr. Minchin's lawn here. It's an ancient trail. It's like a village trail. People cutting off a little time, cutting the corners. Gotta head on down towards the water. Gonna head on down. Get on down to Burnaby Street. Get me something. Get me what for? Step in, try to get an appointment here with a good doctor here, good dentist. Mm-hmm. It smells like a dentist office.
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good, but I had a little piece of my tooth come out.
Oh, and did you call?
No, I didn't. I just happened to be walking by and happened to think of it.
Oh, okay. Have you been here before?
No.
No.
No. I was just wondering what that would take to get an appointment to have them look at it. And it's probably going to need a crown,
okay.
I'm thinking. But
wonder how long he's going to be with Dan.
Yeah, just have a quick look. Okay, great.
Sounds good.
All right, got to be back there in about a half an hour, people. Now, I don't know if a trip to the dentist counts as a, you know, radio material, as road order material. Might be taking it, stretching it a little too far. Well, we're going to go look at the water. We're going to go to the library. I think we better go to the library, actually. And take some back roads and back alleys here.
Well,
just encountered a 1963 Studebaker. Studebaker Lark here, for sale. $1,000. Says it runs. It's got like, you know, mice nest seats, some mildew, some stain, some rust stain, some rust that is not sleeping. Wide awake in Rustville here. Oh yeah, rattle can. Primer on that rust spots all over the place. This is a rust bucket. Still pretty awesome though. Still pretty characteristic, eh, ain't it? Oh. It's missing the ST on the Studebaker. The saintly parts of the letters. I don't know if anyone let me get away with getting that. Oh, it'd be a lot of fun just taking little cruises on that though, wouldn't it? All I need is an extra $1,000 and an extra $2,000 and then an extra $10,000, then an extra probably $1,000,000. By the time it's all said and done, $1,000,000 people. $1,000,000. Studebaker. St. Utebaker. Well, I'm going to trip on down the road. I'm going to pass them by. I'm not even going to look. I got $250 in the bank, that's all. I ain't going to do squat. That's why I'm going to the library. Things are free in the library. Information's free. All it costs you is your time. You've got plenty of time. You're rich. You're wealthy. Then you're wealthy. And you can spend like a rich man in the library. I'm kind of stalking the mail lady here. I'm stalking her. She's looking like she's having a good time. She's got kind of shoulder length, curly gray hair. You know, the older gals wearing their hair long. It's a nice thing. The beautiful gray hair, silver, speckled, like flower rock and string, super string flower rock for hair. Pretty nice. Yeah. It's a beautiful sunny day though, so she's, of course, she's in a good mood. Ooh, here's a meth house for sale. I wonder if I bought the house, if I could get the Studebaker thrown in. Maybe the neighbors could talk with each other and come up with an arrangement to satisfy me. Well, it's got a double mailbox, so it's a double... The house is pulling double duty here, double renters. It looks like a cutthroat slumlord operation here. Don't see too much of that here in this town. It's a nice town, got some nice houses and some nice people. Like this little house here, it looks like it's holding up the blackberry vines pretty good there. Looks like it's pretty friendly with the blackberry clan. Well, I gotta shuffle off and find another back alley to go. This one here is ended. I'm cutting off the main road, people. I'm getting down to the thick of a neighborhood. Man, the buds are bursting out of these spring trees. They're just bursting out. I wonder if it hurts the tree's skin to have just these buds bursting out of it. Probably just feels good, like sweating. You know? Breaking out. Orgasming and stuff. Well, people got some stumps in their yard here, and they just put big boulders they dug out of the ground. Big dirt clod boulders, they just stick them up on the stump, and they think that makes a nice little naturalistic arrangement there, a little accent to their yard, but I think they're wrong in this case. I think they got the wrong kind of rock, right kind of idea, though, but the execution is just not always up there, is it, people? Not always up there with the expectations of those who are gandering. Gandering for a look. Speculating. Transjaculating. Checking out the lawn, Lakin. It's a nice lawn. I like the bossy lawns. Well, I am seeing some high-end, tight grandma and grandpa gardening operations here, people. The lawn is like flat as a carpet. He's worked on that lawn. He has worked on that lawn. He has worked on their flower beds. They are high and tight. Got garlic sprouting. They got things happening there. Really orderly and neat. These people have got some. They're digging a foundation in a muddy backyard. It looks really rather awful. I hope it works out for them. I hope it works out for Grandma and Grandpa. They deserve it, by God. We all did a little visitation to the Community Resource Center there last night. Went to the Kale Forest session. Transition town. Felt the force of some local people getting down with some ideas. I'd change the world, make the world, you know, make the world in our own image. And pretty cool, had some good ideas. Kale Force. There goes the Texada Ferry, back to Texada. Gonna up gather some more rocks. Bring it back here to the mainland. Just fine with us. Spread the rocks around so we can see them. I want to catch a glance at some flower rock. I bet the mail lady there, she's got flower rock in all the letters she's mailing today. Thin slices of flower rock going in people's mailboxes unexpectedly. A secret visitation from Texada. From the Texada crew. Dropping the rock in the pockets. In all the right pockets. Gotta respect the Texada crew. I do. Grandma and Grandpa aren't entirely convinced about the worth of a Texada crew. Not quite sure. Makes them a little uncomfortable, these kind of island people, wild island people, wild. Wild crafting and what have you. Doesn't really compete with their golf green lawn. Doesn't quite jive, but I think it does jive. I think seeing some flowery rocks spread out on the carpet green lawn would be a thing no one would forget. I think Grandma and Grandpa all stepping across the little path made of their stones. Passing over a stone path made of flower rock on a fluorescent green lawn, as seen from a raven above in a tree looking down. Vision that. Pour it into your cup of coffee in the morning and take it in. We got flowers are blooming. Tulips, we got daffodils, crocuses, and these bluebell little plants. I don't know what they're called. Please forgive me, goddess of the plant life, earth. I don't know all your children's names. No, I do not. I do not know every whisker on my beard either. So, there you go. Where's the reference point? I'm stepping in the library, people. Gonna get me some education. Gonna do it right, do it for free. Live like a rich man. World of the mind. I'll show you the world of the mind. It's top trade. It's top trade. It's top trade. It's top trade. It's top trade.
Whispering the foothills, whispering the pavement. Whispering the pavement under the boardwalk.
It's top trade.
I remember those times.
It's top trade.
Sifting sand through the toes.
It's chop train.
And the beer cans empty.
It's chop
train. We split a beer can open, an aluminum beer can. We put a fish in it, we cooked it over the fire.
It's top train. It's chop train.
And we had another beer.
It's top train.
It's top trading going on.
It's top.
Thought I'd share that little incident with you. In case you're ever inspired to get out there under the pavement and the whispering asphalt. It's a heavy sky. Sometimes it's a heavy sky. And the umbrellas sometimes just don't work the way they should. Mean, you mean something? Mean meant is just to put a T on mean. Put a T on mean. You and me meant to be. Put a T on me. You and me meant to be. Put a T on. Put a T on me. You and me were meant to be. Put a T on. You and me were meant to be. Well, the cattle are sucking up the sunshine that's sifting through the late afternoon trees. They're drinking that sun up with the tender green grass vittles.
They don't have the kind of teeth problems that we have, ladies and gentlemen. No, they're all green things, all live things. For the most part, they have a live diet. Live diet creatures are soaking up the sun.
Shine on the best for me. It's easy. It's easy. Shine on the best for you. It's easy. It's easy. Shine on the best for you. It's easy. It's easy.
Then we stopped and looked at the water and the way the light was. We know what the light does with water. I only mention it because sometimes you want to frame a picture. Crystals sometimes are so elusive and free form and independent that we don't really know what they're saying. If I could put all my crystals in a jar, rattle can pavement talk, rattle can pavement talk, a lot about you as you're walking through the city lines. The city lines will take you where they always do. City lines escort you to the door, to the elevator, friends waiting for you to push the button in. We rise up how high, we rise up high, we step out on the rooftop blue. We step out for you. We reach high, we reach high, we reach high in the sky for you. We reach high.